Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This is called Communication Skills Training, Notes on Voice Tone. Communication Skills Training, Voice Tone. Your communication skills training should include some notes on the effect of your voice tone on others. Voice tone relates to the musical aspects of your voice. It pertains to the pitch, the volume, the pace, and the emphasis. People respond instinctively to voice tone, either positively or negatively. There are certain people who have warm, attractive, welcoming voice quality. Their voice tone has a positive effect on others. One of the best examples of a person with a good voice tone, in my opinion, was the actor Richard Burton. I once heard him on the radio reading some names and addresses from the phone book. When he did it, it sounded really interesting. There are others who have a flat, monotone, droning quality to their voice. They seem to have a negative effect on the others. Their voice quality switches off the mind of the listener. Let us investigate some of the qualities that make the difference between a good voice tone and a not so good voice tone. Good voice tone. Speak with deeper tones. How does a deeper voice tone affect the listener? Research done by the Department of Psychology, University of Pittsburgh in the USA, indicates that people make an instinctive judgment of others based upon the tone of the voice of the speaker. Specifically, people judge those with deeper voices as having more authority. This is thought to be a throwback to an earlier time when status was based upon the physical power and strength. Heavier, physically bigger people have deeper voice tones than smaller people, and bigger people were dominant, and so deep voices were associated to higher status, and to a lesser degree they still are. So a deep voice lends more authority. Does this mean you should speak with a fake deep voice? No, everyone has a voice range. The advice is, to improve the impact of your message,
use the lower end
of your voice range. Let us look at the opposite. When you hear a high pitch, squeaky or shrill voice, what's your emotional reaction? High pitched or shrill voices tend to leave a negative effect in the mind of the listener. Generally, the person with the shrill voice is perceived to lack authority, and the tone can be irritating. Variability of tones. A varied tone rises and falls and emphasizes key words and phrases. A monotone voice has very little variety. It stays on the same pitch, and there's a lack of stress and variation. It is important to vary your voice tone as opposed to being monotone. When you vary your voice tone, you inject life and energy into your message. Emotions like enthusiasm, humor, and excitement are conveyed by the tone of your voice. Think of people whom you regard as great communicators. Is it true that these people have a certain energy and dynamism in the way that they use their voice? And think of the opposite. Do you know someone who is a flat, monotone, lifeless speaker? When you hear that kind of voice, what effect does it have on your ability to focus on the content? If a person has a flat, monotone voice, it has a negative effect on the communication, doesn't it? So the message is clear. Vary your voice tone. Speak slower. It is important to slow down when giving coaching or counseling sessions. If a person speaks slower, it has a number of positive effects on the communication. 1. It gives the person listening enough time to digest the message. This is important because there is a distinction to be made between hearing and understanding. Hearing is simply the automatic function of the ears. Hearing does not take effort. But understanding is the act of focusing the mind on the meaning of what's being heard. That is not automatic. It takes an effort of will to focus the mind on the meaning and to make it clear and distinct. If you speak too fast, the person will hear you, but will not understand. Give enough time for your message to sink in before delivering the next one. When you slow down, you have more time to select the right words and phrases to express your meaning exactly. As a consequence of this, people who speak slightly slower are perceived by the listener to be more thoughtful, deeper. Those who speak more quickly are perceived to be more confusing and a lightweight. This is because if you slow down, the implied message is that you are thinking before you speak. It implies that you are weighing up the evidence and giving careful consideration to your message. So the person who pauses and speaks at a slower pace tends to be perceived as more intelligent. Their message carries more weight. For example, Obama speaks quite slowly during conferences. Is that accidental? No. It is a conscious technique designed to make his message weightier and considered. So again, the point is clear. Slow down. So again, the point is clear. Slow down. Thank you.